Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God raised up a line of prophets and priests to teach the Israelite people. The prophets were supposed to speak for God to His own people, and even to some of the heathen nations. The priests were obligated to teach the law of Moses to the Jewish people. In too many cases, both prophets and priests became corrupt and committed grievous sins. Some 150 years before the Babylonian exile, the prophet Isaiah severely criticized the Jews for their ignorance of God's law. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people do not consider. Isaiah 1:3. It was not complimentary for the prophet to compare God's people to a dumb ox or a dumb donkey. Later in the book, Isaiah says, "Therefore my people are gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge. And their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst." Isaiah 5:13. Hosea was also deeply disturbed because of the Jews' ignorance of God's law. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest unto me. Seeing you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children." Hosea 4:6. Most Americans enter marriage with an unrealistic view of what marriage entails. In too many cases, we have not made the effort to read good books on marriage and the family, nor have we consulted with older and wiser people about the responsibilities of marriage. If we entered almost any occupation or profession with as little knowledge as most of us have when we get married, we would not succeed in our chosen callings. And is it more difficult to succeed as a physician or as a lawyer than it is to succeed as a good spouse or parent? Why put such great emphasis on preparing for our occupations or professions, and so little on preparing for our families? An illustration may help us to understand some of the difficulties we face in our moral and family values. When I lived in Dalton, Georgia, I knew a young man who had just divorced his wife. The day the divorce was final, the young man's former wife's sister approached him and said, "I will live with you." So they started living together. I asked him if his conscience ever bothered him. He said, "My what?" He did not know about the conscience. So I asked him if he felt guilty about his way of life. He said he did not. What kind of teaching had this young man had? Had he ever been taught any moral values relating to marriage and the family? Was that young man an isolated case? I sincerely wish I could say yes, but I have serious doubts about that. It is my considered judgment that most young people enter marriage with little or no knowledge of what it takes to be a good husband or a good wife. And then we wonder why so few marriages last for life. The Bible addresses the husband-wife relationship just as it addresses all other human relationships. It provides specific information such as, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it." Ephesians 5:25. But the Bible also gives us generic principles that govern all our relationships. For example, Jesus told his disciples, "Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do you also to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Matthew 7:12. We usually refer to that passage as the golden rule. Does it apply to husbands and wives and parents and children? But once we have applied it to these relationships, have we exhausted its meaning and application? The truth is, it applies throughout life to all relationships. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless and keep you.